It doesn't matter. Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm in favor of the motion, and I'm also in favor of drawing this discussion to a close. The reason I'm in favor of the motion is number one, already stated by Jerry. We don't need to relitigate whatever happened. It's not necessary for many reasons, but the main reason is because we have a sponsor, elected delegate that is being denied participation. This is exclusion. It could be on the basis of Lord knows what, personality, race, color, ethnic origin. Nobody knows. All we can say is that from my perspective,
point of order.
From my perspective,
give her the same respect she gave you.
From my perspective, as both listener sponsored, elected the delegate to this body, as well as a lawyer who has practiced and continues to practice in the field of employment and other kinds of discrimination, civil rights discrimination, this is just wholly beyond the pale. To have this member excluded by management in this way.
Are you prepared to vote?
Yes, and I vote in favor of the motion.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead. I've heard from you, madam.
I have a substitute motion.
I've heard from you. I want to hear from this member who I haven't heard on this issue. Go right ahead, ma'am.
I agree that it's a big problem, the one that we have, and I agree that we need to do something about it because we cannot deny a member the right to participate. But it's something that we need to be careful too. I think that requires that we ask the general manager to explain, and I know that I'm rehearsing something that we already did. We need to ask the general manager because he's responsible for the safety of the station. And that's why before we asked him to let us know how Miss Nancy Saibar and Alitomi is a really threat to the station, you know, to the safety of the station, because it's the only reason that he can ban her. And I cannot imagine that Nancy Saibar and Alitomi, this is my view, will be a threat, a physical threat for the station. Then what we need to do is, unless that he produced, like we said before, he need to produce a report, know what somebody said. We are not rehearsing all of this here. What we need to know is why he thinks that she's a physical threat to the station. If it's not, it's not any reason to ban this person. And if it is, it's our obligation to find a place where this member can participate fully like all of us.
Go right ahead, sir.
I just had a point of order that I wanted entered into the minutes that Ms. Allen interrupted Ms. Castellanos with a false point of order, because she did not in fact have a point of order. She just started commenting on the subject, and that is a violation of the parliamentary law. Would you please have it entered into the minutes?
So noted.
I protest that. Because that's
wrong. So noted. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I mean, I agree with most of what Adriana was saying, but I would like to see a report. I'm still confused. I mean, Ted was talking about taking a report to the GM. The motion says no report's needed. I'd like to hear what Teresa's substitute is. I mean, I would like to get this settled. This is kind of silly. This has been dragging on so long. But, you know, I don't understand why Nancy hasn't been willing to accept mediation. I don't understand why we got and haven't heard both sides of the story. If we're going to make a decision, it seems like that simple. Just ask for a little report from each side.
Point of information.
It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Just
what is your point of information?
Is there any kind of application by the manager to local police officials to get a restraining order of any type against Nancy Saibara? If not
to this chair's knowledge,
then this motion should go forward. It should be passed.
I think it also should be noted that upon the commencement of these actions, this chair took the painful chore of meeting with the station manager on two occasions with witnesses of the alleged offended or infected or affected personnel. I came back as vice chair at that time when this happened, and I reported to you that it was my conclusion that it was an act of censorship, that it was an act of management overstepping its authority under the cloak of safety. And I based that on the comments that the manager made himself. I think we were very coy and frank with each other, and I told him to his face that I thought it was censorship. I thought that the actions were taken because he was, as the member alluded to, afraid and concerned about what the member may say on the air, and that's censorship. The whole thing occurred because we had a facilitator, Mr. Hank Lamb, of the show. He colluded with the program director and the station manager and declared that she would not be allowed to go into the studio because they were concerned about what she would say.
Point of order.
This is how all this came about.
Point of
order. So when you start talking about the legality, you start talking about safety, you start talking about reports. This has been going on for 2 years.
Point of order.
I did the due diligence and reported out, and I submit to you that you have the authority to take action if you deem that the manager's actions were inappropriate.
Point of order, Chair. Point of order.
Already.
You know, it's not appropriate to personally attack people who aren't here. None of those people were here. You know, Hank and
that's not
management.
A personal attack. Those are facts stated in the record.
Point of information.
Well, those are facts stated in the record.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
That wasn't a point of order. This isn't a point of information. We have stacks
of information.
Well, you've been point of information and point of order. So I can. What is your point of information?
Do we have a copy of your report out? Because I never saw anything like that.
And that's not a point of information.
And that is a point of information.
No, point of information will allow the individuals who are hearing the argument to be informed greater to the issue. So what you just asked was, is there a report on such record? No, it isn't.
So you never put it in writing. Okay.
Call the question, please.
The question's been called. Those in favor of the motion, I repeat.
Well, this is a point of information, or request for information. What are we voting on? Because
okay.
Ted talked about a report
we
or something to manage.
We cannot vote on this motion.
I vote that a committee
motion.
Of three be a... No, that's not it. I've got so many up here.
I had a
lot. Jerry Lynch. No. Where is the original motion? It's on a big sheet of paper.
Oh, we gave it to the secretary.
Oh, you gave it to the secretary. Per my instructions.
Yeah, how dare we?
I make a motion that Nancy be readmitted to the KPFT office without any need for A, an investigation, B, reports. That was seconded by whom?
Several people.
We want a record.
I second.
It was seconded by Maria. And those of you in favor of the motion...
Well, what's the substitute, though? Parliamentary procedure, Mr. Chair.
Say again?
Is it not appropriate that you would read the substitute motion before you vote on the main motion?
Well, ma'am...
No, it's not.
It's not appropriate because your substitute motion has not even been acknowledged.
You asked us to submit it, and I did.
Ma'am, I asked you to submit a motion. You said you had...
I did submit a motion.
Mr. Crozier, she indicated over here that she was submitting a motion, not a substitute motion.
Well, a substitute.
You
know
the difference?
Well, I don't know what it says.
Well, the point is, there is a difference between submitting a motion and a substitute motion.
Mr. Chair, now, call the question.
The question is before us, and those of you in favor of...
Point of order.
Yes,
order.
Yes, ma'am.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Why are you so scared of somebody voting on
you? Did you recognize me?
Go right ahead.
The substitute motion needs to be...
Ma'am,
it's
please.
Appropriate,
did you recognize me like the point of order?
Go right ahead.
Okay. My point of order is, do we have a motion? And in order, that is what I understand, in order to... make a substitute, you need to have the floor. It's not writing a piece of paper and hand it to the chair. The thing is, you need to have the floor, and when you have the floor, you present your motion. Isn't that, I'm wrong on that, or?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Parliamentary?
Yes, sir.
I did hear Ms. Allen say that she had a substitute motion as an amendment. The only thing I didn't hear was if it was seconded.
Well, nobody's read it. I don't know what it says.
That's right. It was never acknowledged.
Well, you asked for it in writing, and she gave it to you in writing.
I put a piece of paper over here dealing with the motion. If I'd known it was a substitute motion, I would have put it on top appropriately.
Well, just read it, and then that'd be simpler, wouldn't it?
Well, actually, it's a book, so I'm going to let her read it.
Okay. I request that the KPFT local station board investigate the incident involving Nancy Sabar and Ara Tomy, which resulted in Dwayne Bradley, the general manager, banning her from the station. Request that Ms. Nancy Sabar and Ara Tomy immediately submit her version of her actions during that incident, specifically addressing, one, did Ms. Sabar and Ara Tomy attempt to force her way into the studio against the protests of the host on air? Number two, did Ms. Sabar and Ara Tomy restrain her mother to a chair in the station lobby? Number three, did Ms. Sabar and Ara Tomy call the police to the KPFT station? Number four, did the police refer Ms. Sabar and Ara Tomy to leave the premises? Number five, has Ms. Sabar and Ara Tomy refused to meet with the station manager to mediate this situation?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Doesn't this constitute a quote-unquote amendment which may or may not be rejected by the maker of the original motion?
It is a motion to amend by replacement.
And has the maker of the original motion...
First off, is there a second on this substitute motion?
One second.
Now, I'm going to rule that this motion is, in fact, in an attempt to undo the original motion, so it's therefore out of order.
It's a substitute.
It's substituting, but the effect of it would be to negate the original motion.
That's true.
No, it's...
I specifically did not want... I
didn't believe that Robert rules allow that kind of shenanigans, because the upfront part of it is you just vote that if you're trying to duplicate a motion, which is in effect what this is doing, to have a negative impact or effect, you need to deal with the original motion and just vote it up and down. You don't layer these problems and substitutes that in effect...
Then I appeal the ruling of the chair.
We can vote either.
Yes, ma'am.
There's nothing to appeal. Chairman, okay. The maker of the original motion has not accepted this substitute.
Is there a second to the appeal of the chair?
Yes.
Quite natural. Now, let me not waste your time, because I don't believe in just talking and already knowing where I stand. You know where I stand. I think this is, in effect, an effort to subjugate the Robert Rules of Order purpose for stacking
point of order.
Such point of order when you interrupt me. I have an opportunity to speak. You cannot interrupt me.
Then I want to put in my point
I call
of
question.
You cannot interrupt me if I'm, in fact, now defending my actions. That's inappropriate and... I'm just simply stating that this is out of order. You have every right all the way to vote your conscience. Now, someone can state their position on against my ruling.
I am against the substitute motion presented by Teresa Allen, but procedurally, what we can do is we can have the substitute motion and the original motion. Whichever one gets the majority vote would then be brought before the body for a subsequent vote, and I would assume that would be Jerry's, and then we would vote to approve that motion. But to go around and around about whether the motion is in order or not, no, I think Teresa's substitute motion should be allowed. We should vote up or down, Jerry's or Teresa's, and then whichever one prevails, that becomes the main motion, and we vote on it.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe that when a motion is on the floor, if it's a substitute motion, I have a second. Doesn't matter if contradict the other one, should be on the floor. What we can do like a body is vote it down. That's it. But that the first one that we vote is a substitute motion. And then we should go, if that is being voted, if that motion is approved, that substitute, we don't vote in the first one. That is the procedure. If we vote that one down, then we go to the original motion and vote on the original motion. That is the procedure.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
For parliamentary comments, I've actually gone through this process at a couple of other meetings. Her amendment has to be voted on first. That will determine what the floor's motion is, whether it's the original or hers, and then the motion will then be voted on. Right. That's it.
Exactly.
So I respectfully disagree.
Nancy on the stack.
You respectfully disagree with what?
Ted.
That's okay. I'll accept that.
Okay.
Well, I agree. Right now we're discussing the appeal of the motion of the decision of the chair, right? So just very clear. So a substitute's always in order for something like this, as long as it relates to the basic topic, and this is clearly related to the same topic, and it seems to be related to trying to get information before we make a decision. She's asking for reports and information. So I think certainly the substitute's in order.
Since you're considering the substitute motion, I think the challenge to the chair was basically that you were rejecting it. But since you're not rejecting it, and the challenge to the chair was based on you actually rejecting it, is there actually a challenge to the chair right now?
What is the ruling of the chair?
Yeah, I don't know.
To accept the substitute motion.
I thought he said it was out of order.
The ruling was
that he said that it was okay.
Well, Ted said it was okay.
Yeah,
he
said
the chair changed his mind.
Okay, according to the reading of Robert Rules, the motion that I ruled was out of order. We're not going to make that argument. We're going to accept the compromise which would allow your substitute motion to be voted on.
Right.
And which, after its dispensing of, we will go to the original motion. Now, are you prepared to vote?
Can I please say something?
Why are you not prepared to say?
I think that I am allowed to...
she has so many times to speak. I think I have...
No, that's when the chair has been challenged. You don't have a right to speak.
I have a right to... I have a right to motivate...
No, you don't.
No,
you don't. I believe you know how you're going to vote on this matter. I believe you know how you're going to vote on this matter. Just talking and talking and talking is not going to solve...
I call the question.
Then I appeal to the decision of the chair.
Point of information.
Because I think I have a perfect right... to motivate my substitute motion.
Okay, 1 minute to motivate
The chair is talking.
Okay. In the interest of transparency, this body has repeatedly asked the general manager to give his side of the story. If you claim you want transparency, I do not understand why you're not asking for her version of the story, because I think you'll find out that she's done all of the things that motivated him to ban her from the station, which he has an obligation to do as a general manager.
I'd like to speak against her motion.
Okay, appears to me we're not going to get out of this that easy. Jerry, and then Bill, and then go right ahead.
This is a perfect example of how this, you need to stop focusing on piddly stuff. And it fights that lasted years ago, and whether and just move on to the future. And this is a perfect. And those of you who are defending the manager, I mean, if you're not in this little closed world, the whole thing looks so stupid. Just get over it. No reports, no mediations, no whatever. I mean, my gosh, people only have infinite energy and time in their lives. Let's move on. I mean, you're talking about raising money to become bankrupt. I mean, this is piddly.
That 1 minute is up. I'll hear from Bill and then Ted. Quickly, please.
Well, I want to get over with too, and I think it's silly, the whole matter. Mm-hmm. But, you know, really, how many of you were in the room when this event happened?
Nancy.
Besides Nancy. Oh, nobody, no. Right? Okay. We've all just heard little bits and pieces of it. What's wrong with this? And I also agree with, like, we should have a report from our GM. I haven't seen anything around here, man, either. I'd like to have something from Nancy and him because we're voting on just rumors, basically. We shouldn't be voting on rumors on this.
Right now, those of you who are new on this board this year, you haven't seen any documentation from the manager. But those previous ones have. So if you, go ahead.
Okay, well, I didn't know
I
that.
I just want to say, just a layer, just a tiny bit on top of what Jerry said, which I completely agree with. Teresa, assume everything you say is true. Yeah. Jesus Christ, this happened over a year ago or long enough ago. The punishment does no longer fit the crime. She did it. She did all you say.
Even if
now
she,
let us get back to business.
No, you have a chance to prove she's rehabilitated herself.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, okay. I am going to take executive privileges and responsibility and say that you're going to vote on this matter right now. And those of you who are in favor of her substitute motion, I'd like to see your hands. Those in favor. Two.
Wait a minute. We're for the substitute motion.
Yes, sir.
We're voting on the substitute.
I see three hands. Those who oppose. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Sorry.
Hold on.
To oppose the motion?
Yes.
This is to oppose.
Put your hands down, please. That's why I asked you to come to the table. This vote right now, Teresa submitted a book of a motion.
I object to that. I uncharacterized her lone motion.
Okay?
You said that.
But this is what you're voting on. Her long motion.
For more investigation.
You voted for it or against it. Right now, I want to see hands against it.
Against it.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I see 11 hands. Those opposed, show your hands again. Those of you who are for the, those of you who
are,
you allow the chair to do his job. Those who are for the motion, let me see your hands again, please.
For the substitute motion.
I'm just recounting. Gonna do that. 1, 2, 3. All right. Those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's a different count, so you can issue who all you want. I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to do it as efficiently as I can. So you can be clear. The motion passes.
Okay.
The substitute motion fails.
Okay, I had another question. What was the thing Ted was talking about earlier about?
Doesn't matter. What we're dealing with is this motion that you just voted on was a substitute motion. Failed. Now we're going to the original motion, which is Mr. Jerry's motion. Forget what that had nothing to do with a motion. He withdrew it and said he was going to do something, then he didn't do nothing. So it doesn't matter. It just didn't even have any consequence, but he said it was a comment. Now, the original motion, which is for the fifth time, would the secretary read the motion again? For the fifth time.
I make a motion that Nancy be readmitted to the KPFT office without any need for A, investigation, or B, reports.
Those in favor of the motion, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Those opposed. 1, 2, 3. Okay. The motion passes. There will be a communication to the general manager that based on the actions of this body, that we in effect declare that the banning of the member is no longer in effect.
Mr. Chair, can you put it on record that I voted against this?
I think you can make that record by statement you just made. Madam Secretary, if you would note that bill, do you want your name on record for voting against it?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Point of information.
The danger.
Point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a little bit worried about the programmers who have been instructed to call 911 if they see me on the property. In fact, they've come to tell me
that is ridiculous. You're right.
Okay, well, we're going to address that in the communication that should be rescinded as well.
The flyer says so.
That should be rescinded and it should be taken down. Now,
I'd still like to get a report from Dwayne.
Well, I tell you.
I recommend it.
And I'd like to see, excuse me, Mr. Chair, you mentioned there was some information shared with last year's LSB. I haven't seen any of that. So can you share that with the new people, please?
Well, have a little more patience.
Can you share that with the new people that are new to the board this year?
I'll try to dig it out of the email trail and forward it if I can. It should be somewhere there in the trunk. Now, I have another motion. Let's have some fun. I move that a committee of three be appointed by the chair. I move that a committee of three be appointed by the chair to explore with management the problems described by Bob Gartner involving James and Colleen Nagel. The member, Ted, needs a second on this motion.
I second.
Okay, the motion has been brought by Ted. The motion has been seconded by Adriana. He suggests that Teresa Allen be on this committee. He suggests that he is on this committee, and he suggests that I am on the committee, but I've got too much committees already. So is there a third volunteer? Third volunteer. Bill Crozier. All right. Now, are there any objections? Because I don't want to spend 10, 15 minutes arguing the...
Could I just question... You know, I think we could go a little beyond what he's talked about. I mean, this kind of stuff shouldn't be happening, but this is not the only time. So right. Is that okay if we can kind of investigate other right. related things?
I agree with
y'all
you.
Y'all got the liberty.
Because Bob knows more about it than,
yes.
than me.
Okay.
We give you the liberty to expand the investigation in areas that you deem necessary.
Okay, so who's on the committee?
Well, you know, in a way, I'm as guilty as I would postulate that James was, even though I prepared the tree and I told him 2 weeks in advance. But, you know, the backyard and even the front yard is a common space. And, you know.
I need to know one thing. Do you want the motion to go forward or not?
I would motion that an advisory be made to the manager about, you know.
So in other words, this is not necessary for y'all to spend y'all time investigating this. If he suggests,
I would like to entertain further discussion before my motion.
Yeah.
The motion
is being withdrawn. I withdraw my second.
The motion has been withdrawn. Yes. Okay.
We have been lax on our duty of the LSB show.
Where's the day?
Okay. I got you covered on that. Now, you can read that because I don't know what
advisory.
This is.
Who's issuing the advisory?
Huh?
You said we can issue an advisory. Who's going to do that? No. To management.
Well, since he squashed the motion,
we'll talk about it afterwards.
We talked
okay.
Folks, I received an email. You know, I've been assigned the responsibility for dealing with the local station board report to the community. Ernesto has told me that we can have an LSB report this month, but not next month, only quarterly. This is why the Nancy Saibara thing that we just dealt with was there. We need volunteers for the last Friday of this month from 9 to 10 a.m.
What day is that? 28th. Friday?
28th.
To do what? You said Friday.
LSB
show.
The local station board report to the community.
The 29th?
If we're going to say we're going to have a show,
the 24th.
And I got grief because we had four white men the first time we did the show. The second time we had a significant diversity. But, you know, it's not easy to get people. We need three or four people to do the show. I don't know. You'll do it?
Yeah.
What day is it? What day is it? The 24th is the last Friday.
I don't care. I'll
9 to 10. You know, we could play excerpts from the ARDC.
We should do that anyway also.
Yeah. How many people will be going with me?
And call-ins.
Well, I've got Cliff. I need... I'll do it if nobody else wants to, but I need three more people.
I'll do it.
I cannot be.
Yeah, this would be the first time Nancy can get in the building, so why don't you take Nancy in the room?
I just created another problem.
He can refuse to us.
Well, I want him to refuse.
I'll be out of town.
Oh, you called in, that's right.
Yeah, well, why don't you send out a request, because a lot of people aren't even here anymore. A lot of people have left, or they're not here. Send a note to the LSB.
All right, I'll try to make it happen, and I will be in the report. Wesley, you'll do it?
No, I was just pointing out that this report to the community from the local station board is not mandated through the bylaws. However, a manager's report with at least half of the time for call-in is mandated.
In the bylaws.
And has not been accentuated.
Actually, what I will do, unless you protest, is since Dwayne Bradley is an ex officio member of the LSB, I will invite him to be a part of this show.
Sure. Cool.
Good idea.
He's Dwayne supposed Bradley. To make a report to the people and have the time call-ins. Answer call-ins.
I'll call in when
you
want
to. We'll make that a part of the program.
Again.
So you're part of the LSB show you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. We can move on.
No, who voted for that? Who were there? Who will be in that show?
You want to be?
No, I can't.
I took volunteers.
I want to remind.
People who have had a chance to go. Sorry.
Point of order.
Yes, ma'am.
We need to remember that the elections are starting.
Can't be on there.
I mean, we cannot, once that we are candidates, we cannot be on the air.
I will make sure that none of the candidates are
this month we covered. Ain't nobody filed for no candidacy, so you covered.
Well, yeah, well,
next month will be
covered. Put me down. I think somebody needs to represent the other side.
Okay.
Nothing, I'm just saying. Cliff, Nancy, Dwayne Bradley, and Wesley. Okay.
What?
You want to be on the show?
Yes, the show. But these days, let's be the general manager have an hour every day.
Okay. Are you going to be on it, Ted?
Who would be on it?
North side. Cliff, Nancy, Wesley, and Adriana.
Excuse me, maybe I'll take my name back because, you know, some people like Anissa or Jerry's been on.
Alana, have you been on?
Susan hasn't been on.
No, and I need to check my schedule before I have my
either Nancy or Alana. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We can move forward. I'm done.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Here we are. We have no community advisory board report. We have no COI report. We have no ad hoc committee on program council. Help us.
Well, question. Are we going to get a COI going in or not? We keep talking about it. And I don't know.
Well, I actually think right now people are taxed out on committees. When we get more people, we're going to have to participate.
I've already committed to do it.
Well, let's go ahead with the.
Let's take volunteers now.
We have it. We have the COI already voted on.
I don't want to deal with that. I want to deal with. There's no report. We're dealing with reports right now,
well,
not discussion.
If you're going to have a COI, you have to establish the COI.
9A.
We established
date of fundraising
already.
Event.
When? Yeah, we did it.
Come on.
We put one today. One on the toilet.
That means the chair is asking for your attention. Mm-hmm. Orders of the day. All those things. What you're discussing sidebar has nothing to do with the orders of the day. So please, focus your attention on 9A, because that's significant. Many of you have been harboring about the LSB not doing fundraisers, so let's use these next 10 minutes to agree on August 7th. We're not going to have our own little fundraisers. This is an LSB fundraiser. So those of you who are present now, can you buy into that?
question. When is the fund drive? Isn't it about them? The Summer Sizzle fund drive?
It doesn't matter. All I'm saying to you is that...
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. Well, I believe we can continue to have fund, raise fund drives, and we still can have a program going on.
You're wrong. You're wrong. You don't know a damn thing about doing one.
I know a damn thing about putting on fundraisers and putting on programs and having people there, but as far as having personnel over at the station, that ain't have nothing to do. We can't chew gum and walk at the same time.
Can we let Cliff talk?
Some of us can multitask. Some of us actually can. So I don't believe the world stops because we have a fundraiser.
Point of order.
Now, where we are now is fund 9A is our point of order. 9A is a fundraising issue before us. That's our point of order. Any other is just sidebar. So I'm asking y'all. Yes, ma'am.
The only fundraiser.
We cannot yell, please. We cannot yell. We need to ask for the floor. And when we are recognized by the chair, we can talk about the issues.
August 7th. This has been changed twice this year. If you don't want to participate, don't throw fire or water on the effort. You're talking about we need to raise money. As far as I'm concerned, fund drives are in automatic. These things I'm trying to do outside of what's already in place is what's going to supplement this budget. So if you don't have time to do it, if you don't want to do it, don't throw water on the fire. Yes, sir.
I would like us to do what we have done successfully, successfully.
No, I got you.
Well, I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. I'm just saying you can put your hand down.
If this is a date when there is on-air fundraising, I would like us to supplement it with our cell phones and making outgoing phone calls to people on a list provided by the development director, Robin Lewis. If it is not a date when the fund drive is going on, then we use phones at the radio station to make calls to people who have previously contributed and either not fulfilled their pledges or people who donated in the past and have not donated recently. We have had success in doing this. It doesn't require any preparation. It doesn't require any expenditure of funds. It just requires the time of the board to show up and do it. And if we do it together, it can be a great bonding experience. So that's what I would like to suggest for August the 7th. And if that date proves not to be an ideal date, then some day within that week.
Alan?
I just want to make the observation, for whatever it's worth, which is probably not much, that the Olympic Games will have begun the first week of August, and I'm not sure the dates. I think it's over with by the time of the 7th, but we're having our National Green Party convention about this, that time.
Yes.
I think it's the 4th and 5th, but I forget the exact date. So those things are going on. Olympic Games are for 2 weeks, and they'll be ending about the 24th or so. But anyway, the public's attention may be diverted because of that.
Okay, Bill?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you interrupted Cliff. He had the floor, and I'd like to hear what he had to say.
He did not have the floor. He was not recognized. He just blurted out.
Okay, well, I would like to hear what he has to say.
Well, you might want to hear what he's got to say, but he didn't have the floor. He blurted out.
Okay,
he blurted a response. I responded, which was inappropriate. Now Cliff has the floor.
Go ahead, Cliff.
The pledge drive is the same.
You know, most of the people in this room don't get into fund drive. You don't bother. And the people who do fund drive over and over and over are programmers that don't get respect or shit from any of you. I'm surprised that Teresa has some semblance of understanding. it's hard to beg people for money. And I don't want anybody in my way when I got to damn do it. And it's hard, hard to do. You don't have any idea how hard it is.
Yeah, right.
Well, a few people do, like Davis, he does, but most of you don't. I'm going to go in there and raise the money. Hopefully I can raise money as well as I did last time, but I don't want anybody in my way. And you can take that to mean whatever you want to.
Do you have a suggestion? Or just do it at a different time?
Well, right now, we're not going to be going back and forth. I offered the opportunity for members to have their say. I am a bit frustrated with my damn self. When I come up with proposals and dates and times, and then it's always thrown out or not. And then you talk about the LSB don't do fundraisers. I'm about to tell you something I've never said before, frankly. But August 7th, if you don't want to participate in it, if I raise $5, I have been with you raising money I've been all over this station raising. I've been outside of the station raising. I've raised money that you have no clue about because I know how to raise money. It ain't over there way. It's out there in the streets is where the money really is.
Well, to some extent, it seems to be
And we've overtaxed the people begging them over and over and over over the airways. Those are old modalities that we've got to break the breast milk from.
I agree with you about that.
Okay? So when I'm trying to layer something on top of something, don't push back on it. Hell, embrace it. Because we can do it all. I believe we have the capacity, if we only have the will, to double task, to triple task, to multitask. And if you add it all together, it's far, still won't come up to 80%. Because we're 76% here and 70% there, so something else is going on the west side, something's going over on the east side, while you're still there begging in the station, you're supplementing. Now, I'll get off my soapbox. But having said that, go ahead.
Okay, well, I mean, I agree. Yeah, do different things. Not everybody has to be doing stuff at the same time, at the same place, on the same day. I'd like to, maybe Ted can explain a little bit more, because I think that's a good idea. Ted had... For those of you who haven't done it before, just tell me what's involved. It's not hard, but...
May I ask you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, actually, I misspoke. Not the first time, won't be the last. But I will be at a national convention in Portland, Oregon on August the 7th, and I will be gone the first 3 weeks in August. So this date does not work for me, but in terms of doing this... Robin provides us with a list of people. It has the amount of money they previously gave. It has the time that they gave it. So it makes sense to go to people who have, we're talking about lapsed members, people who gave a lot of money and did it recently. Because if you call people who are deep into the past, frequently you will discover that they have moved out of the area and you get no answers. Phone numbers are disconnected. But if you go after people who have contributed a lot in the past, they are more likely to give more. So you don't worry about the $35 donors. You go after the ones that have given hundreds of dollars. But you just call and say, hey, I'm a volunteer at KPFT. Will you? We see that you've contributed in the past. We're in deep distress and we need money. Are you willing to give again? If there are premiums and it's happening during a fund drive, you can offer them that.
Thank you.
It works.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I think we're somewhat off topic. If you want to have a fundraiser, I suggest that you take volunteers and they have a separate meeting, unless you want to do a committee of the whole, you have a separate meeting to plan all the specifics, unless you want us to plan the event right now. I mean, I thought what was...
No, what I was trying to get you to do, and I was very clear when I opened my mouth, to commit. I understand the process of developing events. I do that very well. But I asked you to commit, and all I got was... One hand, two hands, three hands, but what I was hoping for was 14 hands. That's all I needed. But we've had all the rest of this, and that's not unusual. And I'm willing to take a look at the calendar, make sure Fund Drive is not on the 7th. If we have to move it to the 14th, 21st, with schools, but always something's going on.
Fund Drive is from the 2nd of August to the 9th.
There we go. So we will have separate fundraising committee meetings to develop this, but I just wanted to buy in. We've got 3 minutes, 2 minutes left. And we can spend all...
Well, could we get volunteers to what Ted was talking about? I think it'd be good to just ask for a show of hands.
Well, actually, we have another meeting before that fund drive to... You probably forgot they committed anyway, so that's something you probably should do next month anyway.
Well, why don't we see the good things now?
Okay, who wants to fund drive with Ted out of town? And that's another one of them things he's going to set up and leave us.
I don't really mind helping,
I say
you,
ownership.
Helping you do a fund drive.
I like ownership.
I don't think Ted being in town and not being in town really matters.
Okay.
I agree.
I have to agree with that, but this is something you're talking about sitting around a table, picking up a list of people who haven't given in a while and calling them and saying, hey, what's up? Can we get you to donate? And Ted is a motivator doing that around that table. Go ahead.
The point of the matter is, Mr. Chair, that we do that. We can do that. We've never prevented anybody from doing that, and that is something that we discuss in development meetings. So, I mean, I've done it. Deb Shafto's done it. So I don't quite understand why we're bringing it up at the local station board meeting.
Point of order.
Give us a suggestion. Go ahead.
Yeah, Teresa's suggestion that we discuss it in development committee meetings doesn't mean that it ends there. For it to happen with the board's endorsement, it has to come from development to this, or it should.
Well, we've got 1 minute to deal with the motion to censure, but I don't think that would be appropriate.
I'd like to make a motion.
Go right ahead, sir.
I'd like to table the motion to censure to time certain after public comment on the July 13th meeting.
Hearing no objections. Hearing no objections.
Well, I object.
Hearing no... Oh, there we go. And state your objection, ma'am.
I think the motion is frivolous.
Okay, would you like to motivate your motion?
It's frivolous. No motion is not frivolous.
Okay, would you like to argue against the motion?
Have we seen specifically, you said that you were going to provide the specifics as to why you were attempting to censure us. I see one email that I responded to, which I thought was in a discussion among LSB members. So, I mean, is this an attempt to, like, squelch my free speech, or I'd like to see the specifics as to why you think that merits censure?
Yes.
I move that we extend for 5 minutes.
Is there any objection?
You know, it's 10 o'clock.
You do object?
Yeah, we're supposed to be finished by 9:45.
Oh, we've got the room until 10:30. So,
well, how many people are left?
Doesn't matter. This is a meeting. We got business. We still got open. It's on the agenda. It has been published. It's in order. So, any objections to the 5 minutes? Hearing none.
Yes.
5 minutes.
Object.
Okay. Those in favor of. Okay. There's an objection to the extension of time. So we're going to have a higher threshold to extend this time. So those.
For what?
So that we can talk a little bit more about Joseph's motion to censure. He wanted 5 minutes on that. So I need a
point of word. You know, there's a motion to take to table. It's not debatable.
It's not debatable.
We don't. Why do we need to extend time? I understand.
It's postponed to a specific time.
That's postponed until a specific time. She objected,
which
makes it an issue. So, therefore, we're going to vote. And it's going to require 2/3 vote to carry this motion.
Which is to extend for 5?
No. To take this item off of unfinished business B and place it in the next meeting at 7A.
Motion to censure.
You don't need to do that.
That's not 2/3. It's going to be 2/3 to add to the agenda today. For the next agenda, for the, that will require a simple member.
Okay, well, I stand corrected. Yes, ma'am.
We will have in the next meeting, we will have the delegates meeting. We will have.
If he wants to put it there.
Yeah, I'm asking.
So, yes.
You know, well, first, I think the motion's contrary to the bylaws, and second, you know, it's a waste of time, because the first thing we'll do is agenda approval next meeting, and we can change the agenda all around anyway.
What is the contrary to the bylaws?
Well, how long do you have, want to take on that?
Huh?
How long do you want to take on that? I mean, it basically is an attempt to remove people from the board.
No, I'm not talking about the merit of the censure, not the merit of the motion. The motion itself, what is against the bylaws for him to have moved the item to 1 to 7, 8? No,
that's not contrary to the bylaws.
Well, then that's what I'm dealing with right now. That's all I want to do.
Because we'll deal with it next
month
anyway.
All I want to deal with is, why are you objecting to next meeting placing the item on 7A? That's all it's in effect
we'll
to do. And you probably won't
month.
Get to it anyway. So, are you still objecting?
Yeah, because we'll still go through the agenda
okay,
approval
now
next
we
month.
Need a simple majority. Those who are in favor of placing the item to 7A for the next meeting, please show your hands.
Excuse me, what item?
Item was a motion to censure several members from the last meeting of their actions. We're now moving it up for next meeting in another expedited position. So you'll be able to get to it, but theoretically you won't because you got too much to do. So, you know now what the vote is? To move the item up for the next meeting. Move it from the back to the front. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3. Motion carries.
And how does the chair vote?
Chair doesn't vote. The guy hasn't voted all night.
Chair
seldom votes. It's his prerogative, but he did vote.
That's why I asked.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I wrong? Because the next agenda for the next meeting will be a draft agenda that I don't want, I want to know, because every agenda is a draft agenda to go to that meeting and we vote that agenda, right?
Everything's a draft until you approve it at the meeting. So in effect, be prepared to spend 4 hours next month, because you're going to have at least 30 minutes to discuss, because you've already reviewed and you've even discussed it among yourselves over the email trail, those amendments. So we're going to have a special delegates meeting before the meeting.
A bylaw amendment.
A bylaw amendment meeting at 6.
What? No, I thought we were going to do the orientation thing again for an hour.
We'll
do that for an hour.
We didn't get enough response.
Well, let's ask who's in.
Okay, go ahead. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on.
Well, I think we need to
how many of you will participate in a mini orientation session again before the meeting next week, next month?
We need 12 hours? How long will be? We have. We will start early for the delegates. We will have the regular meeting. We will talk.
I think
you
have to do it by email because most people.
Stay ready, Governor. All right, this meeting is adjourned.
Please don't miss the next meeting.
All right, y'all did well. Nobody got shot.